Welcome back to our General Psychology Podcasts. I'm here with Dr. Liz Mosley, and I'm Matthew Tolbert, and we're changing gears a little bit. We're going to talk about some of the more intriguing aspects of psychology. Abnormal behavior, specifically psychological disorders. And I know there's always a lot of interest generated about psychological disorders. What are they? And what do they look like? How people act? And how are they treated? So let's start first with an understanding of abnormality. How is that defined?
Well, it's an odd thing to define because I can look at somebody and go, that is abnormal. What are they doing? And it may be abnormal to me, but not to you.
Right.
But there's a statistical abnormality where most people do not do that. Like, most people do not put, piercings all over their face,
right.
But some people do.
Right.
And so there's nothing really, like, we don't need to diagnose them with anything per
se.
But it is abnormal to me, perhaps. But then there are things that are socially abnormal,
mm-hmm.
where they are socially abnormal in the U.S., but maybe not in Africa.
Right.
And so there's a cultural and social aspect to things as well. And so you kind of have to take a bunch of things into consideration. But really, the big deal is it maladaptive?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really hurting the person?
Mm-hmm.
I love even numbers, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I will do a lot of things in even numbers, but it does not disrupt my life. It does not cause me stress. If somebody, my husband used to throw me grapes in odd numbers just to irritate me. But it does not disrupt my world. Like, I can easily eat three grapes and not be upset about that.
I see.
But some people really can't do that. And so when it gets to a point where it's disrupting their life and it's taking them a long time to do anything, or they are not able to function normally, they can't go to work, or they can't, exist well, can't take care of kids or
mm-hmm.
whatever, that's when it becomes really abnormal.
Right. So we all have a little bit of OCD.
We do.
For me, I like even numbers too.
Yes.
And so I like to make sure that the steps between cracks on the sidewalk are even.
Yes.
But if it isn't even, then that's fine. I can handle that.
Yes.
But when those kinds of behaviors start to disrupt my life and cause some real big problems, that's when we look at a psychological disorder.
Correct.
Potentially.
Correct.
All right, so abnormality is based within a society, but maladaptive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So we have then, I guess in this country, we have determined there are certain psychological disorders that can be diagnosed, that can mm-hmm. be treated, that can that will help us understand certain abnormalities better. And now I'm sure there are so many psychological disorders. So let's just talk about the categories. What different kinds of disorders are there?
Okay. There is a book that you want to be familiar with called the DSM-5. It is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the 5th edition. And that is kind of the book that regulates all things abnormal psychology and
mm-hmm.
diagnoses. And so they have created this list of groupings and categories of the psychopathology. And I'm not going to read them all to you, but there's a lot of them. So neurodevelopmental disorders,
mm-hmm.
the schizophrenia spectrum, bipolar and related disorders, depressive disorders, anxiety disorders. A new one this time is obsessive compulsive disorders. That's just a category by itself. As well as trauma and stressor-related disorders, dissociative disorders, somatic symptom disorders, which we talked about a little bit earlier.
We're talking about stress.
Feeding and eating disorders, elimination disorders, sleep-wake disorders, sexual dysfunctions, gender dysphoria, disruptive impulse control. I mean, the list just keeps going. That's not the whole list. It just keeps going. And so the
personality disorders are in there,
personality disorder. I mean, there is a long list of these things. And so, but what they have done is they've created these categories so that they can, when you realize that this person has certain symptoms that kind of fit this category, then you go to that category and you start looking at the actual diagnoses under that category and start going, okay, now where does this person fit? That's kind of how that works.
I see. Yes. For instance, depressive disorders might also include bipolar.
It could, yes.
And then there are OCD, and then there's trauma, and then all these different things that people go through. And diagnosis is the goal of diagnosis is treatment. So to some extent, it's important to know where, you know, a person's problems are localized, so that they know best, so we know best how to treat it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But the idea of diagnosis, though, is something that doctors do, like medical doctors mm-hmm. do all the time. But in psychology, there's been some debate over whether or not that's a good idea. And it's called labeling. Mm-hmm. So how can this, you know, psychiatric labeling be misused?
It's misused every day, unfortunately. And unfortunately, our insurance companies are requiring diagnosis mm-hmm. So that they will cover treatment. And so a lot of people are getting diagnosed just so the insurance will cover their therapy. Mm-hmm. And that's really unfortunate when it may not be to the full extent that what the diagnosis and the person may not be fitting exactly, but they just have to give them something so the insurance will pay for mm-hmm. it. But what's frustrating too is that there is a labeling that happens when somebody goes, okay, you are bipolar. And so what happens then is that person starts to live up to that expectation. And so that can really cause them to go get worse. And in some ways, sometimes it can make them do better because you can treat them effectively, but it can be misused because sometimes you go, well, I'm bipolar, and so there's kind of an excuse for their behavior mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah, I see like a kid in school who's ADHD. He says, well, I'm ADHD, so I'm not going to try.
Exactly.
When actually trying is what helps someone with ADHD.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And it is, there's this classic study that is just so scary and fascinating to me all at the same time. David Rosenhan did it. And what he said, they were admitted in as pseudo patients, dropped all pretense of mental illness. And they show up to this hospital, and it says, none of the researchers was ever recognized by hospital staff as a phony patient. So they were in there as phony patients, but none of the staff recognized them that way. Because they were in a mental hospital, they assumed that they were mentally incompetent or had some kind of mental disorder. And so they were just, chalking them up as crazy. It really is interesting because then they'd start to see things in their behavior. Well, that's kind of OCD or that's a little bit schizophrenic and that kind of thing. Hmm. And so it gets a little scary. But then also with the labeling is a social stigma when, you know, well, okay, I've been diagnosed with bipolar. And so everybody goes, whoa, okay, what is that? And that means you're like this.
You're scary. You know? Yeah. Dangerous.
Yeah. Right. And so that also is a misuse of the labeling.
When actually many people live with with disorders every day, and
absolutely.
They're very successful.
Very.
There mm-hmm. are lots of famous people, celebrities who suffer from psychological disorders, mm-hmm. Government officials who suffer from them, and they are very successful. And so that issue of revealing that you have something, all of a sudden people think, oh no, what's wrong? I have to stay away from you, or mm-hmm. we have to do something, we have to put you in a hospital. But that's not necessarily the case.
Not necessarily. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. And in the next couple of sessions, we're going to kind of expand on and learn a little bit more about the major categories of disorders and the nature of those. We do have a class for that, but an actual course that is taught that's specific to psychological disorders. But we are going to get a little bit into that in this course as well. So look forward to doing that, and hope you have enjoyed this brief understanding of abnormal behavior. See you next time.